This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we're talking today about our Paralympian, Mohammad Ziyad Zulkifli, and how yesterday his gold medal was revoked after a Ukrainian athlete filed a protest against him for being late to the call room prior to the event.
Yes, so initially Ziyad won a gold medal, right, after breaking the world record twice in a row, and thus he retained his Paralympics men's shot put F20 title. And the previous record, of course, was his at the World Para Athletics Championships in London in 2017, where he recorded 17.29 meters. This time around, he recorded 17.94 meters. And coming in second was Ukrainian Koval Maxim with a throw of 17.34. This, of course, was what eventually led to that disqualification, because Ziyad, along with two competitors from Australia and Ecuador, were disqualified from the men's shot put F20 competition just moments after the event ended. And this came after a protest was launched by the Ukrainian team on the grounds that Ziyad and those competitors from Australia and Ecuador were late to enter the roll call area.
So that roll call area, I think that this is maybe something that a lot of us, and I'm including myself in this, may not be so familiar with, right? Because when we think about or talk about athletics, you perhaps tend to think more about what happens on the field, you know, on the track, wherever it may be. But the call room is actually considered to be the start of the athlete's competition journey. And so the World Para Athletics disqualified Ziyad based on the athletics rule, the World Para Athletics Rule 5.5, which is a failure to report to the call room, saying that in the event that athletes are not present at the relevant time as published in the schedule, then they will be shown in the results as DNS, which means did not start. So again, this was a result of a protest launched by the Ukrainian team, and the Ukrainian competitor, Koval Maxim, has since been declared the winner.
This has, of course, sparked off a lot of outrage and a lot of criticism. And most significantly, Malaysia has lodged a counter protest with the technical delegate at the Tokyo Paralympic Games. And that has been brought to the Chef de Mission meeting this morning. And Youth and Sports Minister Dato' Sri Ahmad Faizal Azumu has said that there is CCTV evidence from outside and inside the call room, which has been included in the protest. Australia and Ecuador have also lodged counter protests. So it's become a sort of a very technical argument at this point, because despite the fact that in terms of the performance on the field itself, Ziyad was the clear winner, these series of protests and the subsequent assessments of the evidence presented and so on has turned it into this kind of a conversation. So far, however, the World Para Athletics have rejected three of the appeals, and they said that the referee determined that there was no justifiable reason for the athletes to have been late, essentially. So it's, I don't know, to me, this was actually quite a difficult thing to read about, especially after Ziyad uploaded a post on his Instagram saying that he apologized to all Malaysians and he thanked people for supporting him. And I think that brings us really to that kind of emotional outpouring that has resulted.
Honestly, anytime any of our national athletes feel the need to apologize to us, I feel terrible for them, because they're the ones who've put in the work. They're the ones who've put in the training, in this case, 5 years of training, not even 4 years of training, to be able to make it to this point. So on the one hand, there is that. On the other hand, this is, I think, more disappointing than most, partly because of the nature of the disqualification and the fact that it's a technicality, as you said, but also because he is one of our best, you know. I think that the fact that this was a record speaks for itself. The fact that he held the record previously also tells you something about where he is in terms of the levels. So it is quite heartbreaking. And I think that the reactions that have come out from this have been quite telling as well, not just from officials, but really from everyone. So on the one hand, you have people who are just quite heartbroken by this. On the other hand, you have some who are questioning, in essence, the lateness itself, right? Like why it is that that happened, that if you were to do things, say, by the book, then by the book they were supposed to be there. And I think that that's part of the questions that's circling this. I will say that in terms of reaction, though, Utusan did report that the Ukrainian embassy had to temporarily deactivate their Facebook page yesterday after it was flooded with comments from Malaysians, including the hashtag, and the hashtag Justice for Ziad has been trending since yesterday, which is, I think, quite a typical Malaysian online reaction at this point.
That, and you know, I think there's also been, to be fair, a lot of non-Malaysians who have been posting about why, just from a sporting perspective, this perhaps doesn't necessarily make sense. Even more, perhaps, if you include the fact that this is the Paralympics and whether enough empathy was shown in terms of how the athletes are treated or how a winner is treated. And we've had so many politicians and representatives comment, including both former youth and sports ministers, Khairi Jamaluddin and Syed Saddiq, calling this disappointing or a disgrace and so on. So yeah, it's been quite intense, the reaction surrounding this.
I want to specifically highlight one segment of what Khairi said, which is it goes against the spirit of the Paralympics. And I think that that's what we're trying to get at, right? Whether or not this... Of course, you don't want people to cheat, but in this case, this is not that, right? This is a technical disqualification. So anyway, that's what we're focusing on today, specifically the fact that one of our Paralympians, Mohammad Ziad Zulkifli, had his gold medal revoked after a protest was filed against him. We want to know, what do you make of the disqualification? How are you feeling about it? You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be speaking with Harish Deol, co-founder of 2213.my. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Brainy, fancy material. BFM 89.9.
It is 5:16 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. We're talking today about essentially Ziad, our Paralympian whose gold medal was revoked after an athlete, after the Ukrainian contingent really, filed a protest against him for being late to the call room prior to the event. And he actually broke the world record yesterday. So it's a real pity. And that's what we're focusing on. We'd like to know, what do you make of the disqualification? How are you feeling about it? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, to explore this in a bit more detail, we're crossing over to Harish Deol, co-founder of 2213.my. Harish, welcome to the show.
Hello.
All right, so let's start with the good. Talk to us about the significance of Ziad's performance yesterday, especially considering that record-breaking throw.
Well, I'm glad that at least someone is being not only consistent, but is progressing. And that speaks volumes of the sport itself and the athlete himself. We've seen at the Tokyo Olympics, the Paralympics aside, the Tokyo Olympics, where some of the athletes just fail to shine. And yes, I am using the word fail. And here we have an athlete who's actually progressed tremendously since 2016 Rio, 2017 the World Championships, and now, 2 days ago with his record-breaking feat, which sadly has not been recognized. And I think that's what we are discussing today, aren't we?
Yes, so sadly, to get to the part that's not so good, could you explain the grounds for his disqualification, particularly since this appears to be more technical than most?
But before I go into that, I mean, I was just listening to the both of you speaking earlier, and the word empathy was used, and I just need to highlight that empathy should be shown across the board, not just when it comes to para-athletes. And when we speak about empathy, just as para-athletes are fighting for equality and to be recognized at par with their able-bodied colleagues, and suddenly we are asking for the organizers and asking for people to cut them some slack just because they are para-athletes. So it's a bit contradictory, isn't it? But going back to your question about the technicality bit, it's to simplify the whole episode, he failed to be there on time. apparently he was supposed to be there at 5:55 p.m. Tokyo time, and he was not there in the call room at that particular time. So that itself is already a violation, which would see one disqualified from the event.
And so, okay, as an observer, taking away of the gold medal seems very harsh, but I wanted to know within the context of the sport, is it, right? Especially if you're looking at things as you're rightly doing from the point of view of the rules.
Okay, the rules are there for a reason, regardless, para athletes or even, you know, the Olympics or Paralympics, rules are there for a reason. Now, I know that there has been a lot of, outrage about Ziad. Look, the boy did wonders. His throw was remarkable. He himself is a remarkable being. Having said that, we all know that when it comes to the Paralympics, there are officials accompanying these athletes. Now, the question is, what had happened and why wasn't Ziad there in the call room 5 minutes earlier? You know, there is this debate about him being just 2 minutes late. Why are we even saying that he's there 2 minutes late when that shouldn't have been the case? He should have been there 2 minutes earlier or at least 5 minutes earlier. There is also this argument that he was in the area. Being in the area and being in the call room, two different things altogether.
So, Harish, Maggie has a question that I believe a number of people have brought up. And she asks, I wonder why the officials allowed the Paralympian to proceed despite lateness actually being grounds for automatic disqualification.
You see, now this is where the technicality occurs, whereby according to the rule book, it's very clear that the minute you are late, you will not be able to compete. However, if there is ground, there are grounds to believe that, for example, you were late because the official bus that you were in had broken down, you know, and because of that, an external factor had contributed. So then you participate, and then you have to state your case to make sure that that was the case and you have proof to show. Then your record will be considered, then your participation will be considered. That is what you call participation under protest, meaning that, you know, you're there because you've made it this far. So fine, you compete. You know, someone, a technical official told me that it's more of the self-satisfaction of, you know, you've come so far, just allow you to be part of the games, so to speak. However, if you can justify, if you can, you know, state your case clearly, then therefore it can be reversed and you can then be counted or be listed as a participant of the particular event. So yes, once again, I know that a lot of people were questioning earlier, you know, if he did not qualify, why was he even allowed to compete? So all these factors are clearly, stated in the rule book.
Now, having said that, I mean, how did you feel when you heard about the disqualification?
Look, I feel so sorry for him. He's trained so hard. He's done so well. He's done, and that throw is amazing. I think I'm repeating myself over and over again, but it was a remarkable throw, and he shouldn't have been robbed. But my question is, which I have yet to receive an answer, is that, you know, it is the role of the officials to ensure that the athletes be there on time, especially so when you speak about para-athletes. I mean, they definitely need some form of help. It wasn't a situation whereby Ziad went there all alone. He had a team with him. So my question, which I hope, you know, the rightful parties would be able to shed some light, is that what happened to the accompanying officials? Why didn't they insist? Because it's, once again, going back to my conversation with some technical officials, they said that even the team manager or the coach can go into the call room and say that my athlete is here, we are ready. And that itself constitutes as, okay, the athlete is there. So a lot of these questions are not answered. We are just getting bits and pieces from Tokyo. And as such, it's difficult for us to play the blame game, but I hope that all these questions will be answered by those in Tokyo. You know, we can't be focusing on, but he was only late for 2 minutes. No, that aside, why did it happen? What and what were the rules of the accompanying officials? So I hope with the Paralympic Council of Malaysia intending to appeal, I'm sure they will have some form of footage. They said that they will be taking CCTV footage within the area, and hopefully all that will shed some light. But hopefully the officials themselves will come up front and say that, oh, this was the situation, what exactly transpired during that day.
So the story has also gained a lot of traction, and it's bringing up a lot of outrage amongst Malaysians, but also other followers of sports. What do you think is behind all this?
I mean, it's we always have this soft spot for athletes. They've trained so hard, they've done so much, they've sacrifices. Just because you win a gold medal at the Olympics or Paralympics, it doesn't, it's good. It's a great thing, but it doesn't secure your future. These are people that they still need to struggle, and they still need to shape their future. Having said that, that is why people feel very sympathetic when an athlete is, when something like this happens to an athlete, and more importantly, something which is which is seen as very frivolous, because it's just, you're not late at the starting line or you're not late for the event per se, you're just late at the call room. I believe that is the whole argument here. But having said that, rules are rules, and it's clearly stated, and these rules are clearly stated in the rule book. And as such, it should be, followed through.
So Malaysia's appeal, along with Australia and Ecuador, was rejected.
Yeah.
How common is this process and this back and forth? Because we've since said that we are still going to proceed with a counter protest, I believe it's called. So, does this happen often?
Often in doping cases. To be very honest with you, I've been trying to find a similar case about call room violation, and I've been on the phone pretty much the whole day trying to find out from technical officials with regards to call room violations, and none of them could come back to me with a proper case study of a call room violation and if an appeal has been made. So as far as I'm concerned, that is, they could be out there, but based on my little reading up and knowledge I have, I've not come across any call room violation and an appeal process with regards to such a violation. I mean, you see this very common in doping cases and in match fixing and so forth and so on, but not call room violations. So it's going to be quite interesting to see how far this goes, whether the organizers will actually take the time to go through, whether we will have evidence on our side, let's see how far this goes.
Harish, you started this by talking about Ziad's progression as an athlete and how he's actually improved. Where does this now leave him in terms of his sporting career?
He's 31, and I truly believe, I believe that age does not define a person. It's at the end of the day, his or her motivation and ability to perform. And I truly hope with whatever that he's achieved at this point in time, I truly hope that this will not demotivate him, and he will come back even more stronger at the next games. And yes, I believe that he has the capability of participating in yet another Paralympic Games. So, and who knows, he could be breaking the 18 meter mark. Right now, 17.94 is already very impressive. So yeah, I really hope that he comes back with a bang, literally.
Harish, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries.
That was Harish Dale, co-founder of 2213.my, weighing in on our Paralympian, Ziad, getting his gold medal revoked after a protest was filed against him for being late to the call room prior to the actual event. So we've been asking you for your thoughts on this, and it is, there's a lot coming in. Keep them coming. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. I will say that it's a pretty wide range of opinions today. So we have time for a couple before the news.
Okay, so let's see. We have Kevin saying, if being an online keyboard warrior was an Olympic sport, Malaysia would take the gold.
I mean, we would have hot competition from around the world, to be fair, but we are very good at it. And to quote Harish, we are consistent and progressing. So, so there is every possibility. Ro also says, Ukraine obviously doesn't understand the Malaysianism of on the way. Anyway, rules are rules, but this wasn't one which garnered him an unfair advantage. Sour grapes, anyone?
So after listening to Harish, I feel like I've had a lot more clarity on what the call room rules entail and why they're there, and even this sort of post idea of protesting. So I'm generally one for rules are rules, but and I do think, though, that questions should be asked about why they happen, why this happened.
Keep those thoughts coming. We're talking today about our Paralympians' gold medal being revoked after a protest was filed against him for being late to the call room. And that's prior to the actual event on the field. So we're asking, how do you feel about this disqualification? You can call us, WhatsApp us, tweet us. We'll be back with more. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.